Matt Bubala back on 720 WGN. Laurent Ballesta is an underwater explorer. He's had books and films and all sorts of things. National Geographic just had him write an article with these pictures that are just amazing, how deep down his crew is going and how they lived while they were underwater. I've been trying to set up this interview for about a month. I think he just returned from another deep sea exploration mission not that long ago, and we're very lucky to have him on the phone. English is not his first language. French certainly is not mine, despite my 2 years. I don't carry a lot of it around, so let's see if we can pull this off. Good morning, Laurent. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. Just wake up a few minutes ago.
Sorry about the early wake-up call, but thank you so much for being on the show with us. We do appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about deep sea exploration. We saw the National Geographic article. Can you explain to our audience how you go so deep and how you overcome the decompression and other issues that you face when you go that deep?
Well, I'm used to make deep dive for a long time. I mean, I started diving when I was a kid, and I started deep diving at least 20 years ago. But the problem with, I would say, normal deep dives is that you just have a couple of minutes, few minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes maximum, at the bottom, and then it's only decompression, is only a long, long decompression ascent. And for example, to stay not even 30 minutes at 120 meters, something like 400 feet, it asks then something like 5 hours of ascent. So it's very frustrating, and it's very tough and difficult to just for a short look, a short visit at the bottom, you need hours and hours of decompression. And if you don't do this slow decompression, you're just dead. So that's the problem. So if the problem is the ascent, the solution is no ascent anymore. Then it means to live underwater, or at least to live under pressure between your exploration, between your dives. So that's the solution we find, with a kind of pressurized and a kind of can of a big under pressure can. It's very small. It's just 5 square meters to live for 4 people. So it's an extreme confinement, and then you have just a 2 square meter with a kind of bathroom, and that's the place where you can wear your dry suit. And then there is another part, another little can, just 1 square meter for 4 people. It's like a very, very small elevator. And with this one, you can reach the depths you decide. And when you are at the right depth you want to explore, the door just open automatically, because the pressure inside the bell is the same than outside, and so the door just open. You put your rebreather, I mean your scuba, and you can go out without to look after your watch. I mean, no matter if it's 10 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you can stay at the bottom as long as I have dreamed all my life. So that was the way I use it, if I'm able to explain it. It's a bit technical, but it works.
No, it's good. You basically said we stay in a big can, and that's what it looks like. Yes. From the photos, it's like the most miniature submarine, it looks like, on the inside that we've ever seen. There's 4 of you sitting side by side in this cramped little space. How long do you stay in that and continuously dive? Is it like over a period of a couple of weeks, the 4 of you were down in that can, right?
Yeah. Symbolically, I wanted to stay a full moon cycle, so that means 28 days. And by the way, 28 days is the syndicate maximum bottom time a load for commercial divers, for workers underwater. So even if we are not workers, I don't go down there to fix or repair a pipeline or this kind of. We use this technique just to explore and make photos. My idea was to be at least as long as the commercial divers and the underwater workers. So we spent 28 days and nearly a full month, and we visit 600 kilometers from Marseille to Monaco and to Monaco to Marseille. So 300 kilometers one way, 300 kilometers the other way. And of course, every day when the door of the can was open, it was another landscape underwater, another ecosystem, all the time deep, but all the time different.
Okay, so I want to start asking you about what you saw, but I have to go back to living in a can with three other guys, like basically touching each other for 28 days. That must be psychologically very interesting in and of itself.
Yeah, it's important to make the right choice for your partners. And I'm lucky enough to have among my friends very good divers and very good human being.
We lost him just for a second there. We'll have Ben try to put him on hold and see if he can grab him back. But we'll take a quick break. We'll find out more from Laurent Balesta. Fascinating, the way they dive and doing it for that long. 28 days. You got to see the pictures at National Geographic in a tiny little can. He wasn't lying about that. Think about just sitting arm to elbow to everybody for 28 days. It seems crazy, but they see amazing things. The photos are just beautiful. We'll talk more about it next here on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala here with you, 720 WGN. Laurent Balesta is talking to us live from France. Of course, might be a phone issue or two along the way. Laurent Balesta, you can find out more at his website, laurentbalesta.com, B-A-L-L-E-S-T-A. And Laurent, when we disconnected there for a second, we were talking about, you know, the time spent and how you have to choose wisely. So then you get to spend, because of the way you're doing this, enormous amounts of time underwater and at depth levels that are very impressive. I know some of the pictures were 400 feet deep. I was reading that the record for diving is about 1,000 feet deep. What is the deepest down you've been in the ocean?
Yeah, I went down just 200 meters, so that mean a bit more than 600 feet, 700 feet. That was my maximum depth. I went down a few years ago. But, you know, you have to consider that there is 2 points. There is the depth, okay, but there is the bottom time you're able to stay. And I would say that right now, even a tourist, I mean, not a commercial diver, not a professional. You can be certificate with new equipment, very efficient equipment. Anybody can go to 200, 300 feet, even a bit more, but for just 2 minutes. So you go down and you have a kind of possibility to watch around you and be proud that you reach 200 meters or 200 feet or 300 feet, why not? But the main difference is when you decide to stay, because every couple of minutes you spend more, it's hours and hours of decompression at the ascent after the bottom time. So the very tough thing, the very important thing is not only the depth, but is the depth and the time you're going to stay at the bottom. And for example, I already did once a 24-hour dive, not very deep, only it was not even 100 feet, but I spent 24 hours, and that was much more complex and difficult to organize than going to 300 or 400 feet for just 2 minutes. So it's important to keep in mind that the depth is one thing, but the bottom time is maybe much more commitment.
Well, what is the true benefit to getting deeper? I imagine is you're seeing things that we don't often get to see. How important is it that you get that deep?
Well, it's very important. I mean, down there, it's completely different. It was another world. That's why I call my book not just Mediterranean Sea, but Mediterranean Planet. It looked to me like if I was visiting another world. It looked a little bit like coral reef, tropical coral reef, but we are not in tropical waters, and we are not just in shallow water. We are very deep. But it's very colorful. It's with a very high level of biodiversity, and it looks like a little bit like a coral reef with all these creatures everywhere, a lot of colors. So the light around you is very low, very blue, but the animals are so colorful, and the other thing is that there is we had the feeling that the impact of human activity was a bit less at this deeper place we are visiting. So I'm not saying that everything is okay deep down. I'm not saying that Mediterranean Sea is healthy. Mediterranean Sea is hurt, and there is a lot of problem, but this sea is not dead. And that's what I try to show to people, that, okay, there is a lot of problem, real problems of pollution, of overfishing, of plastic, but it's not dead. Maybe it's not even too late. Look at this place we're visiting during 28 days. It looks like deep paradise.
Laurent, what do we learn by you being able to observe creatures at those depths? Does it help us learn about adaptability and learn how we can live in different conditions? Is there some really solid science?
Maybe, but the first thing you learn is that you're not alone on Earth. You're not the... We have... Humanity has this feeling to be, the best, the most powerful. Yeah, we are the most powerful to destroy, for sure. Mm-hmm. But when you are diving so deep, you feel so weak sometimes. You feel so weak. And that can learn and teach. I mean, that can teach you to be a little bit more modest in front of the reality of the world. When I am at 300 feet with my three friends, even if we had this huge feeling of freedom to explore without limits, we felt so small, so cold, in front of tiny creatures completely adapt to their environment. And I think it's very good for your capacity to understand what is your place on Earth. I mean, what is your importance? And I'm pretty sure that if it was possible to bring down all the big state presidents from China, from U.S., from Europe, and to show them this very high diversity of life so far from us, so different from us, and so much more adapt, that could maybe change the vision we have of the world and maybe change our president, our people who decide for everything, to be maybe a bit more modest in their decision or at least a bit more respectful for the nature.
Does it make you also feel that there's so much we still don't know? That, like you said, we think we're humans, we control everything, but there's still so much out there that's undiscovered?
Yeah. Imagine, I was just from Marseille to Monaco. It's not really an exotic place. I was not at the bottom of the world of Papua New Guinea or under the ice in Antarctica. I was in the French Riviera, very well known. And anyway, every single dive I did during this trip, I discover new creatures, animals never photographed before, and that's why National Geographic was so interested and offered me 26 pages in their issue of May. And so we were, I had this strange feeling in one hand to be at home, because I was just in offshore French Riviera, and in the other end, I was in another planet where every day I was allowed to watch a new behavior never seen before, or a new animals never seen before as well. So that was tough, but in the other end, it was a huge privilege to be down there for 28 days, even if it was so small, so tiny into the can, even if it was so cold in the water. But it was a privilege to, you know, we are in the 21st century, and there is not a lot of place on Earth where you have the feeling to be the first, you know. Trust me, when you are deep underwater, you have a full world, all the planet can be re-explored with this kind of techniques, and with this very unique feeling to be the first.
Yeah, it is amazing. We hear of so many people that scale Everest all the time now. So maybe we need to start looking on the opposite direction and go deeper. Not that you want thousands of people going as deep as you go, I can imagine. Laurent Balesta, it is so such an honor to meet you. I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope that we can talk again. Good luck on your next dives. I know you've got much more planned, and we'll be following, and we will talk to you again, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you to have called me.
Thank you very much. Laurent Balesta, you can read it in National Geographic. Go to natgeo.com and subscribe. Check out his website, Laurent Balesta, BALLESTA.com. All right, it's time to get into the News Nation newsroom right now on 720 WGN.